Boyce County Commissioners meeting. Item 18, public comment.
Boing. It's come on up. Lena's always got the smile on her face.
This is the podium. Introduce yourself for the record.
Thank you, Kadeen, Virginia City Smiling, Virginia City Highlands. I actually think it's really wonderful you guys are upgrading the county policies, liability issues. I think it's really critical, especially in this litigious age. But there's something I think you need to look at. Last time I went to the county website, which was just a few weeks ago, Story County Jeep Posse still shows as being a county organization. So you have a lot of liability there, unless they are also covered under your workers' comp and they've gone through the HR process. Your website, the county website, references Story County Jeep Posse as being a volunteer organization that is connected with the county. So you should probably remove that or make sure that they are also included in this process with the volunteers. Thanks.
Thank you. Kim Fager, come on down.
Good afternoon. Kim Fager, Gold Hill Historical Society. As the result of our departure from our project last year, we encumbered an expense that we think is better borne by the county, in that we were forced to take ownership of the fire alarm system in the building. So I would respectfully request that this issue be put on the next possible agenda that we could discuss it. That's pretty much it. Unless we get it on the agenda, then I can discuss it thoroughly.
Okay. Well, we don't make decisions on public comment, but we will take that.
I just was asking that it be put on the agenda.
Yeah, I might suggest to Mr. Fager that there is a process to request an agenda item through the clerk.
I wasn't aware of that, but I certainly can get up with those.
And just so you know, your timelines, you would need to be in full documentation, the request and full documentation to support it by noon, presumably next Monday. It's the noon of the Monday before the commission meeting.
Don't have a problem.
Okay.
That's anything it. Else?
That'll do.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Fager.
Thank you.
Last one standing, Mr. Phillips.
Thanks again, Mr. Chairman. Mark Phillips, Story County resident. Commissioners, maybe you can help me out on this one. It came to my attention recently in regards to the Crystal Bar building that Mark's Family Trust allegedly made an agreement to sell the Crystal Bar to the VCCTA, but it came to my attention that there's no record of a mortgage or a mortgage having been paid off in which regards the, well, simply put, the ownership of the building is probably still in the Marks Family Trust. So if you could help me convince the VCTC that they have the right to hire an attorney, and maybe we could get the, if there was ever a mortgage and a mortgage paid off, God, could we find that thing and get it recorded and get that cleared up? Thank you.
Thank you.
Speak to that for a moment if you wish.
Sure. Go ahead.
I was on the VCCTA board at the time the Crystal was acquired from the Marks family, and while I'm working off of memory, to the best of my knowledge, I think we paid cash. I don't believe there was any financing, so there still would not be a mortgage. But I will follow up with Danny Dotson, since he reports to me, as well as to the TC board, and inquire of the current titling for that building and property. But there should never have been a mortgage on that, I don't think.
Mr. Chairman, could I add, it was my recollection of making monthly mortgage payments. So this is, it got a little confusing real fast, and it's a mystery.
All right. Well, we'll find out where the deed of trust is.
Yeah, it would be great.
Okay. Thank you. Any other public comment? Seeing none, this concludes the public portion of this meeting.